Many myths arose about Flora MacDonald in the centuries after her exploits. Some of the best known are addressed on this page, with the evidence against them in footnotes, while the main text sticks to content verified in documents from her time and modern professional biographies. Perhaps the most famous celebrity in revolutionary North Carolina was not a military or political leader, nor a patriot, nor a man. Flora MacDonald was known throughout the British realm when she landed in the province. She was born in the Scottish Isles, probably in 1722, daughter of well-off farmer Ranald MacDonald, who died when she was two. Her widowed mother ran the family's two farms until Marian married Hugh MacDonald 4 years later. Many Scots had hoped for the return of the Stuart dynasty to the British throne after King James II was deposed in 1689. In 1745, James' grandson Charles, nicknamed Bonnie Prince Charlie, sneaked into Scotland from France to try to gain his father the crown. This resulted in the resounding defeat of Scottish Highlanders by British forces at the Battle of Culloden the next year. Charles went on the run, ending up on a small island west of the Scottish mainland. Flora happened to be there with her brother Milton, grazing the family's cattle. Her stepfather Hugh concocted a plan to help Charles escape, dress him up as a yarn spinner, Betty Burke, and send him to Hugh's wife on the Isle of Skye to the east, accompanied by Flora. A man assisting the prince wakened Flora and Milton one midnight and passed along the plan. She hesitated, not only from the danger, she also insisted upon the risk she would run of losing her character in a malicious and ill-natured world, according to the man. But the prince stepped from the gloom and reassured her of her safety, in large part because Hugh was a commander in the militia looking for him. She eventually gave in, telling a British officer later that she would have, in like manner, assisted me or anyone in distress. In an adventure worthy of a spy novel, MacDonald then headed for the home of a MacDonald clan leader known as Clan Ranald, only to be detained by militia soldiers overnight. Her stepfather arrived and wrote out a pass containing the Betty Burke story. MacDonald went on, and she and Clan Ranald's wife sewed a woman's outfit for Charles, complete with apron and a large bonnet in which he could hide his face. MacDonald then walked across the island to where the prince and his companion were waiting on the east coast. They made an overnight trip in an open boat back to her home island of Skye, darkness and fog making navigation hard, but protecting them from British ships looking for the prince. At their first stop, she learned the family was entertaining a militia lieutenant at breakfast. She calmly sat down to join them and fended off his questions. This was just one of several close calls with militia throughout the trip. They continued to the home of another MacDonald clan leader, Kingsburg, where they spent the night. Charles stayed upstairs the whole time and left in the dress to keep the servants guessing, but he changed back into his normal clothes in the woods. Despite questions from a nosy innkeeper the next night, they got away the day after and then separated. MacDonald returned to her home, while Charles headed for a boat to another island. Later, he escaped back to the mainland and onto a ship sent to him from France after 5 months on the lam. Please scroll down to the audio clip under Capture and Fame.